We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is that time where we are joined by our favorite 12-year-old guest, our favorite 7th grader. He is James. Welcome back, James.
Hello. I'm here to,
nice to have you.
Hello, Todd. I'm here to talk about Bill Weld and his run for President of the United States during 2020 primaries for Republicans.
You are? Why? What could have caused you to be thinking about Bill Weld and his run for president months ago? What's causing you to think about that right now?
Well, I believe, at least compared to the other Republicans in the 2020 primaries, and I would argue even Trump, I think he would be the better out of all of them, and I'm going to tell why. First, I'm going to explain why.
Thank you.
Everybody he ran against was not very qualified or good. So he ran against President Donald Trump, Joe Walsh, and Rocky De La, I'm going to butcher this, Fonta.
All right. He's not somebody we're familiar with. I assume that Rocky De La Fonta is a kind of a small-time player in the world of national politics.
Yeah, I couldn't find much more than he was a lawyer. So I
all right, there's lots of them.
Has a track record.
So let's ignore him unless you found something wonderful about him that you want to share.
And, okay, so now on to Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is a governor from Illinois. He was a governor in Illinois. The reason
Congressman.
What did you say?
Congressman. Walsh was, I think, served one term in Congress.
Yeah. The reason why I would personally not vote, if I was 18, if I were to be over 18, and I had to vote from the Republican primaries, I would not vote for Joe Walsh, because the reason is he tweets similar to President Trump, but they seem to have even less filter. Because, okay, he is anti, I would argue, freedom of religion. Here's a quote from his Twitter, and I quote, "Until Islam reforms, we have to treat Muslims differently. In my opinion, that is a violation of freedom of religion. If you should not be profiling people like that." There are many other tweets he's said, but they are very controversial, and I do not want to say the words publicly.
Okay.
Very disgusting.
Well, thank you for your discretion.
Yeah, and now I'm going to get on to Bill Weld. Bill Weld, do you live in Massachusetts? I've heard that.
I do.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yeah. So, in 1991, he ran for governor of Massachusetts, won after 20 years of Democrat rule. See, they actually called it Taxachusetts. I'm pretty sure most people should be familiar with this. Bill Weld was able to cut taxes 21 times. Am I getting – is anybody else –
You're fine. Just keep talking. Just keep talking.
Okay. He balanced the budget of Massachusetts. And when he was also elected attorney general, and he led the criminal division for Ronald Reagan. he was actually part of the team that helped put Richard Nixon in impeachment.
He was a U.S. attorney and worked in the federal system of justice. Yes, hold on one sec, James. We'll continue this conversation about Bill Weld. We're talking to James. James gets good grades in school, I understand. He studies hard, and he's here to talk to us about Bill Weld. So, James, what do you want to tell us about Bill Weld? Yes, he has wonderful experience. He had wonderful experience before becoming governor of Massachusetts. Is that what you were moving towards?
Yes, that's part of it. And another thing is, one thing I always look for in a politician is somebody who's able to work the middle and make compromises. Unlike people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, instead of trying to stiff arm even their own party to get what they want done, they will actually work to get things good done for the people. And also, as a centrist, Bill Weld could get so many things done. And also, Bill Weld is pro-LGBTQ rights. He can make it so that they can enjoy their lives with actual protection so they don't get their rights violated.
But they've won their rights already, have they not?
He can make sure that it's solidified. He's been trying to fight so that the rights are solidified. He wants it so that they cannot be violated, and so all minorities, any sort of group that's been violated, will not be violated.
What good is, this is my question about the center. I don't have much interest in the center these days. There are times, I suppose, when people who are moderate have a place. But if we have gotten to a position in our politics that is extreme, so my perception of our politics right now is that we've gone way off the rails, away from the intentions and the rules of the Constitution, towards a radicalized view of America based in the desire of politicians to expand dramatically the size of government in order that they get to take more money out of the economy and use it to buy votes. I don't like that at all. So I don't like the idea of a moderate who's not going to be pulling us back towards the center, because to me, we're already off the deep end. So I don't want a centrist who's going to make a deal with anybody on the left, because the left has already gotten so much of its way. And I wonder what your reaction to that is, that there might not be moral superiority during certain periods of time to compromise, that it might be a time for absolutism.
I'll put it in his words: work with the left to make moves for the right. He works with the left to temper them, and then he can get things done for the right, not for his own personal ideals, but for the country.
So do you have a particular compromise in mind that you'd like to see a compromising politician make?
Well, one thing that I've always been looked for is for a conservative that will listen to the scientists, because I've seen that quite a few of them on the national level have been simply brushing off what the scientists say and then side
like
with whoever wants money.
Can you give an example?
Well, I would actually say a massive example, although I do not believe climate change is as extreme as some people will put it out to be, I do notice that quite a bit of Republicans are completely disregarding the issue. And actually, one thing that they've been trying to push is to get rid of some of the protections for the environment because they're too, quote-unquote, restrictive.
Yes, indeed. And you object to this?
I do. Because I'd rather have a world where there's a good environment rather than lining the pockets of the rich.
Mm. But you're assuming, I think, that the people on the environmental side are pure in their statements and the goals that they assert, and the people they associate with and the science they claim on their side. And this is where it gets difficult. But James, you have once again... Yeah, go ahead, finish up.
I'm not talking about that. Typically, a rule of thumb that I like to go by is when any politician, I'm actually going to use, so remember how they have the food triangle, right? Do you want to know why it was so inaccurate for so long? Because it was paid off.
Well, that's That's what happens, James, when government has power it shouldn't have. That's what happens when so much money and decision-making influence flows through Washington, is it decides things it shouldn't decide.
I'm a small libertarian.
Well, me too, because those guys sell us out. They can't be trusted. James, you're brilliant and wonderful and delightful to have on the air. Thank you, sir. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Todd.
How about that, kid?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.